chapter 26. It is totally out of place to promote and honor a fool, just like it's out of place to have snow in the summer and rain at harvest time. An undeserved curse will be powerless to harm you. It may flutter over you like a bird, but it will find no place to land. Guide a horse with a whip, direct a donkey with a bridle, and lead a rebellious fool with a beating on his backside. Don't respond to the words of a fool with more foolish words, or you will become as foolish as he is. Yet if you're asked a silly question, answer it with words of wisdom, so the fool doesn't think he's so clever. If you choose a fool to represent you, you're asking for trouble. It will be as bad for you as cutting off your own feet. You can never trust the words of a fool, just like a crippled man can't trust his legs to support him. Give honor to a fool and watch it backfire, like a stone tied to a slingshot. The statements of a fool will hurt others, like a thorn bush brandished by a drunk. Like a reckless archer shooting arrows at random is the impatient employer who hires just any fool who comes along. Someone's going to get hurt. Fools are famous for repeating their errors, like dogs are known to return to their vomit. There's only one thing worse than a fool, and that's the smug, conceited man, always in love with his own opinions. The lazy loafer says, "I can't go out and look for a job. There may be a lion out there roaming wild in the streets." As a door is hinged to the wall, so the lazy man keeps turning over, hinged to his bed. There are some people so lazy, they won't even work to feed themselves. A self-righteous person is convinced he's smarter than seven wise counselors who tell him the truth. It's better to grab a mad dog by its ears than to meddle and interfere in a quarrel that's none of your business. The one who is caught lying to his friend and says, "I didn't mean it, I was only joking," can be compared to a madman randomly shooting off deadly weapons. It takes fuel to have a fire. A fire dies down when you run out of fuel. So quarrels disappear when the gossip ends. Add fuel to the fire and the blaze goes on. So add an argumentative man to the mix and you'll keep strife alive. Gossip is so delicious, and how we love to swallow it. For slander is easily absorbed into the innermost being. Smooth talk can hide a corrupt heart. Just like a pretty glaze covers a cheap clay pot, kind words can be a cover to conceal hatred of others. For hypocrisy loves to hide behind flattery. So don't be drawn in by the hypocrite, for his gracious speech is a charade, nothing but a masquerade, covering his hatred and evil on parade. Don't worry, he can't keep the mask on for long. One day his hypocrisy will be exposed before all the world. Go ahead, set a trap for others, and then watch as it snaps back on you. Start a landslide, and you'll be the one who gets crushed. Hatred is the root of slander, and insecurity, the root of flattery. Chapter 27. Never brag about the plans you have for tomorrow, for you don't have a clue what tomorrow may bring to you. Let someone else honor you for your accomplishments, for self-praise is never appropriate. It's easier to carry a heavy boulder and a ton of sand than to be provoked by a fool and have to carry that burden. The rage and anger of others can be overwhelming, but it's nothing compared to jealousy's fire. It's better to be corrected openly if it stems from hidden love. You can trust a friend who wounds you with his honesty, but your enemy's pretended flattery comes from insincerity. When your soul is full, you turn down even the sweetest honey. But when your soul is starving, every bitter thing becomes sweet. Like a bird that has fallen from its nest is the one who is dislodged from his home. Sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. So never give up on a friend, or abandon a friend of your father, for in the day of your brokenness, you won't have to run to a relative for help. A friend nearby is better than a relative far away. My son, when you walk in wisdom, my heart is filled with gladness. For the way you live is proof that I've not taught you in vain. A wise, shrewd person discerns the danger ahead and prepares himself. But the naive simpleton never looks ahead and suffers the consequences. Cosign for the one you barely know, and you will pay a great price. Anyone stupid enough to guarantee the loan of another deserves to have his property seized in payment. Do you think you're blessing your neighbors when you sing at the top of your lungs early in the morning? Don't be fooled. They'll curse you for doing it. An endless drip, drip, drip from a leaky faucet and the words of a cranky, nagging wife have the same effect. Can you stop the north wind from blowing or grasp a handful of oil? That's easier than to stop her from complaining. It takes a grinding wheel to sharpen a blade, and so a friendly argument can sharpen a man. Tend an orchard, and you'll have fruit to eat. Serve the master's interests, and you'll receive honor that's sweet. Just as no two faces are exactly alike, so every heart is different. Hell and destruction are never filled, and so the desires of men's hearts are insatiable. Fire is the way to test the purity of silver and gold. But the character of a man is tested by giving him a measure of fame. You can beat a fool half to death and still never beat the foolishness out of him. A shepherd should pay close attention to the faces of his flock and hold close to his heart the condition of those he cares for. A man's strength, power, and riches will one day fade away. Not even nations endure forever. Take care of your responsibilities and be diligent in your business, and you will have more than enough, an abundance of food, clothing, and plenty for your household. Chapter 28. Guilty criminals experience paranoia, even though no one threatens them. But the innocent lovers of God, because of righteousness, will have the boldness of a young, ferocious lion. A rebellious nation is thrown into chaos, but leaders anointed with wisdom will restore law and order. When a pauper oppresses the destitute, it's like a flash flood that sweeps away their last hope. Those who turn their backs on what they know is right will no longer be able to tell right from wrong. But those who love the truth strengthen their souls. Justice never makes sense to men devoted to darkness, but those tenderly devoted to the Lord can understand justice perfectly. It's more respectable to be poor and pure than rich and perverse. To be obedient to what you've been taught proves that you're an honorable child. But to socialize with the lawless brings shame to your parents. Go ahead and get rich on the backs of the poor, but all the wealth you gather will one day be given to those who are kind to the needy. If you close your heart and refuse to listen to God's instruction, even your prayer will be despised. Those who tempt the lovers of God with an evil scheme will fall into their own trap, but the innocent who resist temptation will experience reward. The wealthy in their conceit presume to be wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. The triumphant joy of God's lovers releases great glory, but when the wicked rise to power, everyone goes into hiding. If you cover up your sin, you'll never do well, but if you confess your sins and forsake them, you'll be kissed by mercy. Guard your life carefully and be tender to God, and you will experience His blessings. but the stubborn, unyielding heart will experience even greater evil. Ruthless rulers can only be compared to raging lions and roaming bears. Abusive leaders fail to employ wisdom, but leaders who despise corruption will enjoy a long and full life. A murderous conscience will torment him, a fugitive haunted by guilt all the way to the grave, with no one to support him. The pure will be rescued from failure, but the perverse will suddenly fall into ruin. Work hard and you'll have all you desire, but chase a fantasy and you could end up with nothing. Life's blessings drench the honest and faithful person, but punishment rains down upon the greedy and dishonest. Giving favoritism to the rich and powerful is disgusting, and this is the type of judge who would betray a man for a bribe. A greedy man is in a race to get rich, but he forgets that he could lose what's most important and end up with nothing. If you correct someone with constructive criticism, in the end, he will appreciate it more than flattery. A person who would reject his own parents and say, "What's wrong with that?" is as bad as a murderer. To make rash, hasty decisions shows that you are not trusting the Lord. But when you rely totally on God, you will still act carefully and prudently. Self-confident know-it-alls will prove to be fools. But when you lean on the wisdom from above, you will have a way to escape the troubles of your own making. You will never go without if you give to the poor. But if you're heartless, stingy, and selfish, you invite curses upon yourself. When wicked leaders rise to power, good people go into hiding. But when they fall from power, the godly take their place. Chapter 29. Stubborn people who repeatedly refuse to accept correction will suddenly be broken and never recover. Everyone rejoices when the lovers of God flourish, but the people groan when the wicked rise to power. When you love wisdom, your father is overjoyed, but when you associate with prostitutes, you waste your wealth in exchange for disgrace. A godly leader who values justice is a great strength and example to the people. But the one who sells his influence for money tears down what is right. Flattery can often be used as a trap to hide ulterior motives and take advantage of you. The wicked always have a trap laid for others. But the lovers of God escape as they sing and shout in joyous triumph. God's righteous people will pour themselves out for the poor, but the ungodly make no attempt to understand or help the needy. Arrogant cynics love to pick fights, but the humble and wise love to pursue peace. There's no use arguing with a fool, for his ranting and raving prevents you from making a case and settling the argument in a calm way. Violent men hate those with integrity, but the lovers of God esteem those who are holy. You can recognize fools by the way they give full vent to their rage and let their words fly. But the wise bite their tongue and hold back all they could say. When leaders listen to false accusations, their associates become scoundrels. Poor people and their oppressors have only one thing in common: God made them both. The best insurance for a leader's longevity is to demonstrate justice for the poor. Experiencing many corrections and rebukes will make you wise. But if left to your own ways, you'll bring disgrace to your parents. When the wicked are in power, lawlessness abounds. But the patient lovers of God will one day watch in triumph as their stronghold topples. Correct your child, and one day you'll find he has changed and will bring you great delight. When there is no clear prophetic vision, people quickly wander astray. But when you follow the revelation of the Word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. A stubborn servant can't be corrected by words alone. For even if he understands, he pays no attention to you. There's only one kind of person who is worse than a fool, the impetuous one who speaks without thinking first. If you pamper your servants, don't be surprised when they expect to be treated as sons. The source of strife is found in an angry heart, for sin surrounds the life of a furious man. Lift yourself up with pride, and you will soon be brought low, but a meek and humble spirit will add to your honor. You are your own worst enemy when you partner with a thief, for a curse of guilt will come upon you when you fail to report a crime. Fear and intimidation is a trap that holds you back. But when you place your confidence in the Lord, you will be seated in the high place. Everyone curries favor with leaders, but God is the judge, and justice comes from Him. The wicked hate those who live a godly life, but the righteous hate injustice wherever it's found.